You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And praise the Lord. I am Minister Gloria Ross from New Life Assembly of God, and I'm glad to know that you're listening to this broadcast. The scripture reading for today, I'm going to be reading from Ephesians 4, and it starts at verse 20. And it reads, "But you have not so learned Christ. If so, be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation," that's the old man, "which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to this old devil." Hallelujah. "Let him that steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corruption proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit." That's what we all need, the Holy Spirit, once you're born again, "of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice." Now, this is the one I love. "Be ye kind one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you." Amen, amen. I thank the Lord for the reading of his word, and I pray that all who is listening be blessed by the word spoken in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Now, here is Pastor Ross.
Praise the Lord. Give me time to ingest this word. Praise God. I want to tell you today that this subject is very, very important. We all need to understand whether we are born again or not. But the word is powerful. The word has all the understanding if we give it our credence. We want to start out in, first of all, the subject is the day of resurrection. Many of us don't pay attention to the day of resurrection. We just go about doing our own thing. But I want to tell you something. There's a day of resurrection where everybody's going to have to give an account of what they've done during the years that God allowed them to be on this earth. That's everybody. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter what title you have. You're going to have to give an answer to the time that you have on this earth. And what I want to tell you, it's going to be a crying time. Or should I say a crying time? Because first of all, there are two resurrections. Hear me out here, too. Resurrection. One for the good and one for the bad. Now, I want to take you, first of all, to St. John 5 and verse 29. Now, I want you to listen to what the Master is saying, because that's more important than anything that anyone else can say. You know, when the two resurrections, there's time between the two resurrections. There's 1,000 years between the good and the bad, although time is no more. Now, let me explain something to you. First of all, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. So there's really no time between the first and second resurrection. So Jesus is saying here in John 5 and verse 29, Minister, would you read it?
He says, and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
To the ones that have done good, to the resurrection of life. The resurrection of life. That's eternal life. And a lot of people don't realize that eternal life is eternal life. There's no beginning and no end of that life. That life takes on the moment that you're resurrected. That's eternal life. That's eternity. So what happens is that when you study that and look at what it's saying here, it's eternity. It's eternity. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So what happens is, from the beginning to the end, eternity. That's where God abides. He's an eternal God. So what happened is that when you get, you're not getting in it here, because the moment that you divest the royal diadem or the clothing that you have on in the natural, you will be in eternity, whether it's good or bad. Whether it's good or bad. So what's happening is that the state of an individual that's born again and washed in the blood of the Lamb will be in eternity. And I pray right now that all of us, no matter who you are, no matter where you came from, but that you will be in eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to what he says. The first resurrection, that first resurrection has power.
Amen.
It has power. Because they that have done good to the resurrection of what? Of life.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's making a distinction here between the two. The resurrection of life. So in other words, if the first one has life, the second one doesn't have life. It has death.
Yes.
Eternal death. But you will be resurrected. And a lot of people say, I don't know if I'm going to be resurrected. I tell you, you will be resurrected. So Jesus says, they'll hear his voice. You remember there was Brother Shambach showed one where he had two caskets.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one when the trumpet blows.
Yes.
And the guy didn't hear the voice.
Right.
But the one that heard the trumpet, jumped out the gasket
yeah.
and started dancing around, because that was the funniest thing. He heard the voice of the trumpet.
Amen.
But the other guy stayed in the casket.
That's right.
So he said, why can't you get out? Didn't you hear the trumpet? No, but see, the guy wasn't saved.
No.
You see? So he just was going to stay in there. But the guy that heard the trumpet jumped out and started dancing and giving glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Wasn't that wonderful?
That was wonderful.
So it's amazing how this thing takes place. The first resurrection. And that way we give God the glory. All of us. Doesn't matter what title you have. Doesn't matter who you are. The first resurrection, that's where the power is.
Mm-hmm.
In the first resurrection. You have anything you want to add to that?
Well, in Revelation 20.
Huh?
Revelation 20 and 6.
No, no, I don't want to go there yet. We're talking about this in John 5.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want to be blessed. We are blessed when we make it into the first resurrection. And that's where most all believers should want to go, in that first resurrection.
Yeah, but we see, what we are talking about is who's speaking.
Yes.
Jesus is saying, they that have done what?
Good.
They that have done good
mm-hmm.
will hear
his voice.
His voice.
Amen.
Now, that's powerful.
That's very powerful.
If you've done good,
mm-hmm.
you will hear his voice.
Amen.
And you'll be raised in that first resurrection.
Praise the Lord.
I mean, that's awesome. I wanna hear his voice.
Me too. I want to hear it right now as well.
Well, not only now, but even when you're laying in that position, you want to hear his voice.
Amen.
And when you hear his voice, you'll be resurrected.
Praise the Lord.
And a lot of people are going out there walking on their own accord and doing their own thing and thinking that they're going to hear the voice of the master. But it's not going to work that way.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to be obedient and do what he said.
Yes.
And I wonder how many of us are really doing what he said.
Mm.
How many?
Mm.
We have to check ourselves.
Well, that's what it says. That's what the word says. Examine yourself and see if you're in the faith.
Yeah, well, see, in the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's another thing. See whether you're in the faith.
Amen.
Well, how do you explain that? See whether you're in the faith.
Well, the faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Huh?
Faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done for us. So all we have to do is depend on the Spirit of God to lead us and guide us in the right direction. And that's his word.
Well, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but faith was the word of God says that Jesus is the author
and
he's the finisher of our faith.
Amen.
So we're in the faith.
Mm-hmm.
We believe what the word of God said.
Yes.
So we know that we're in the faith. But the thing of it is that this, you know, this first resurrection, I want to go with the first load. The first load. When they load everybody up for the first resurrection, I want to go with that. I don't want to be waiting around for a second load. Listen, that's a bad load.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not saved.
Amen.
No, really, you're not saved if you're waiting around for the second resurrection. It's got no power.
No power at all.
Mm-hmm. It's got no power. And many people today, if you're waiting for a second load,
mm-hmm.
or a second trip,
mm-hmm.
you can forget it.
Right.
Your life is eternally lost.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Jesus said, in John 5, he said that you hear his voice.
Amen.
The first resurrection.
Yes.
You hear his voice. Now, a lot of people don't like to study that, But it's vitally important that when you hear you've done good, you hear his voice, and you do what? You come out of the grave.
Amen.
You come out of the grave. So that means that the second, go back to that verse of scripture, John 5, verse 29.
Mm-hmm.
So the second will hear his voice, he'll come out to condemnation.
Yes.
To contempt.
Yes.
You want to read it?
It says, and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
Of damnation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it clears itself, it clarifies itself between eternal life and condemnation. It says that they that have done good unto what?
The resurrection of life.
The resurrection of life. Eternal life.
Yes.
And what's the second?
And they that have done evil unto the
resurrection. I can hear you.
And they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
And they that have done evil unto damnation. Now that's clear as the nose on your face.
It is.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And there's more study to that because there's power in that resurrection. That's why we all should be concerned about the day of resurrection. Where do we stand at the day of resurrection?
Yes.
Praise God. Many people are looking for the rapture, they're looking for the good things. But where do you stand in the day of resurrection? Now, this is the clipper. In the book of Revelation, Revelation says, blessed and holy is he. Well, I shouldn't say Revelation. Give the verse of scripture there.
Revelation 20 and verse 6.
Revelation 10?
20 and verse 6.
Revelation 20 and verse 6. Because we want to give scripture so the people can really read it and let the word of God speak to them.
Amen.
Revelation 20 and verse 6, it says, blessed and holy. Blessed and holy is he that
has part.
Have part in the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that have part in the first resurrection. Listen, you can pay your tithes. You can have a smile on your face. You can speak smooth and kind words to people, but you better wake up and understand that you have part in the first resurrection. And this is not anything to play with, you know? Blessed and holy. Blessed. Blessed. Being blessed by God and holy. Holy is he that had part in the first resurrection.
Amen.
And that's why we're talking about the state of the resurrection today, because it's a powerful thing.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a powerful thing. Blessed and holy is he in the first resurrection, because the second resurrection has no power. So that means that you are condemned. The second has no power? That means you're condemned.
Yes.
We see that in John 5, verse 29. Tells us here that the second resurrection has no power. So you want to go in the first load. You want to be, I don't know how this thing would be organized. I can look at first and second, but I don't know how God categorizes it.
No.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's situated, but I know first and second, well, as far as God is concerned, listen, he set it up the way he wanted.
Praise God.
First and second.
One and two.
Huh?
One and two.
One and two, yeah. But one has power and the other doesn't.
Amen.
One is alive and the other is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
That's something. That's the words.
It's something.
Yes. Praise God.
Huh?
Praise the Lord. I like to read it, though. It says Revelation 20 and 6. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death have no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
You know, when you read that, you think that the that they would live with them 1,000 years. I'm talking about the second one.
Yes.
But that's not what it's saying.
No.
That's not what it's saying at all. It's amazing how that was in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall reign with him 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who would reign with him 1,000 years? Who? Those not in the second resurrection.
No.
The ones that are saved.
Praise God.
If you look at it clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Because the second has no power.
Has no power. Mm-hmm.
And the seed of the resurrection is the first has the power.
Praise God.
The second has no power.
Mm-hmm.
No power at all. So the seed of the resurrection is all beautiful. That way we'll all be with brothers and sisters in Christ. We will be rejoicing,
praise
singing,
God.
Glorifying God.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
And giving him all the praise forever.
Forever. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people here today get tired of singing on Sunday. You know, so international. So you can imagine what's happening here. Eternally, don't want to praise him.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can say, "Well, don't take all that." You know, see, they're moving toward a backslidden spirit.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to praise the Lord all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, and give him praise all the time.
Right, even when it's good or when it's bad, still praise him. You don't care if it's good times, bad times, still praise the Lord.
Yeah. Well, see, the enemy wants you to shut up that. He doesn't want you to praise him.
Mm.
You know, and another thing, he wants you to complain.
Yes.
And keep talking about what you don't have and and what's troubling you. Well, see, if God is a good God and he's taking care of us,
right,
what do we have to do to complain?
Nothing.
No?
No. Supposed to be thanking him for all he's done.
Because, listen, we are, if we are blessed and holy, we are in the first resurrection. We are in the first resurrection. We just haven't been resurrected yet.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, praise God. That water tastes good. Even behind the microphone. You're born again. You're living for the Lord. You're in the first resurrection.
Praise the Lord.
If you stay there, praise God.
Amen.
And don't let the enemy woo you out.
Yeah, the enemy is a liar.
Because he's doing a lot of things today for to try to get you out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean an awful lot of things. Well, see, he's a liar.
He's a liar. He's been a liar from the beginning. He's a father of lies. Jesus said so.
How was he a liar from the beginning? God don't have no liars in his kingdom. How was he a liar from the beginning?
Because
I'm trying to figure it out.
He thought he was like God, and he had to get kicked out of heaven because he thought he was like a God, but he's not God. He's an enemy in our soul, and we have to let that enemy, you have to don't let that enemy try and tell you what to do, because God is our author and finisher of our faith.
Well, from the beginning is from the beginning.
Yes.
So how was he a liar from the beginning? And Jesus said that in John 8.
Yep.
That he's the father of lies.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He was a liar from the beginning. And no truth is in him.
No truth is in him. Mm-hmm. But Jesus is all truth. Now we need to end our... And now let's go to Romans 10:9 for those who would like to receive Christ. It says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. By faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, so we can all go in the first resurrection. Praise God.
In the first resurrection. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank you all out there in radio land. We don't know who we are ministering to, but we do know that the word of God is true. And whomever it is out there that open up their hearts and receive what the word says, they will be in that first resurrection, and that's the most important, because the second resurrection has no power. God bless you all until the next broadcast. I'm Pastor Ross, and I tell you, I'm asking that you pray for me, keep me in your prayers, because God loves me, and I'm in him, he's in me, and I'm glorifying him every day. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You've been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida, 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.